A handful of Central New Yorkers joined hands last night in a vigil to look for healing in the wake of Sunday night's mass shooting in Las Vegas. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
There's a little-known spot off the Onondaga Lake Park's Western Trail where the grass has been cleared and a pair of benches mark a spot called the Peacemakers Sanctuary. With lake waters lapping along the shoreline, folks like Tim Hart of Central Square last night called not for action following the violence, but
to send out love and light so that there isn't millionaires that go shooting up people with automatic weapons. How insane.
Tessa Ithier-Han and her 12-year-old daughter, Kiana, brought candles with a special message.
It's a light of hope. It's a hope that maybe, just maybe, we can unite somehow, some way again and stay united.
Ithier-Han worries about the effects of the shootings and this kind of violence on children, but was encouraged by the ecumenical gathering that was punctuated with Christian song.
Love is Lord of heaven and earth.
And prayer in the Sikh tradition. Central New York Sikh leader Ralph Singh believes when tragic events like this happen, it means it's time for us to look within ourselves.
If out of events like this we are not able to learn and find both forgiveness and hope, then the cycle will repeat.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.